Track 9, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Red Wings takes on Black Beauty's Writer's Home. Norfolk horse rescue charity Red Wings has taken on Anna Sewell House, the birthplace of the Black Beauty author, in Great Yarmouth. The building is owned by a Red Wings supporter and horse owner who approached the charity about occupying the property. Gemma Walpole, Executive Director for Income and Engagement at Red Wings, said, "It's so important to the owner that the property be used in a way that's a fitting legacy to Anna and her work to improve horse welfare. So it makes perfect sense for it to be a showcase for the work Red Wings does today. Black Beauty is one of the most successful novels of all time, with over 50 million copies sold worldwide, and was one of the first to use an animal as a narrator. Anna didn't write the novel for children. She said that her purpose was to induce kindness, sympathy, and an understanding treatment of horses. We could not be more honoured to be able to look after this important building and use it to showcase Anna's story and share our work addresses the horse welfare challenges of today."
£400,000 to save a chapel. Wyndham's historic Becket's Chapel is to have urgent repairs carried out after being awarded £400,000 by Historic England. The chapel, dedicated to St Thomas of Becket, is thought to have been founded in the late 12th century, and the current building dates to 1300 to 1350, when the chapel was rebuilt. In 1559, the chapel was converted to a school, and for some time in the 17th century, a lock-up for prisoners was attached to the building and remained in place until at least 1848. In 1873, the building was restored and used as a public hall before becoming a school once more. More recently, it was used as the Wyndham Branch Library and then the town's arts centre. Becket's Chapel was added to Historic England's Heritage at Risk register in 2018. Urgent repairs are needed to the roof, gutters, drainage and masonry. The restoration of the structure and fabric of the building is essential to ensure its survival.
Skaters Revive Park. A group of young people have refreshed a King's Lynn skate park, breathing new life into the venue, which is also British skateboard champion Joe Hinson's training ground. The young people painted K-A-S-E-T, Kaset, the skate park and music venue in King's Lynn, which since 2006 has provided a safe indoor space for young people to meet and learn how to perform skateboard and BMX tricks. Paint Maker Dulux Let's Colour Project and Volunteer It Yourself, VIY, supported the work, which helps young people from challenging backgrounds learn trade skills. It's important for young people to have something to do. There's not a lot to do around here, but lots of stuff you can get into trouble with, says Joe Hinson. Kaset is important because it's somewhere safe for kids to go, somewhere they can spend hours and days trying tricks.
Sela is Jubilee Art Winner. Thousands of pupils across the county have honoured the Queen with their Jubilee-inspired artwork. In celebration of Her Majesty's 70-year reign, the Norfolk Gardens Trust, NGT, held a primary school competition to find the perfect picture of a posy to display at the Royal Norfolk Show. The charity, which works to protect and promote Norfolk gardens and landscapes, launched the competition in March to also raise awareness of the importance of flowers in Norfolk's history and royal heritage. Pupils were asked to draw or paint a bunch of flowers that they thought the monarch would enjoy, with prizes on offer for some of the best. Lady Dannett, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, judged the competition and presented the prizes to the winning schools. Sila Hamed, 11, from North Dean's Primary School in Great Yarmouth, was crowned the winner, taking the first prize of £500 back to her school to be used on garden projects.
Norfolk is TV star again. Locations across Norfolk are to feature in a new drama series. Film crews for Paramount Plus working on The Chemistry of Death have visited the Ox and Plough pub in Old Buckenham and the Nelson Head in Horsey and were expected in Westwick. The plot follows a forensic expert who discovers a woman has been murdered while working in an isolated Norfolk village. He is asked to help solve the murder before finding himself under suspicion from the locals.